More punishment for Russia. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Congress is sending President Biden a pair of bills aimed at Russia's economy.
The House and Senate made quick work of legislation suspending regular trade relations with Russia and Belarus and banning oil and gas imports from Russia.
We have no time to waste and must immediately further punish Vladimir Putin.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, ahead of a nearly unanimous vote in the House, the Senate approved both measures 100-0. President Biden has signed an executive order banning Russian energy imports. This bill codifies that into law. The trade restriction would impose new tariffs on Russian imports. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
This afternoon, the Senate made history confirming Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin.
We want to make our justice system look much more like America. And today we took a giant stride forward in giving this judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson, her chance, her lifetime chance, to serve on the United States Supreme Court.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on why he voted against her.
She had a clear and demonstrable record of sentencing, particularly in child pornography cases, for example, below the guidelines. So the judge is a judicial activist.
On Fox's special report with Brett Baer, three Republicans sided with Democrats to confirm her. Tiger Woods finished 1-under par in his first round of the Masters. It's his first competition since the car crash last year that nearly ended his career. Ferrero North America has voluntarily recalled its Kinder Happy Moments chocolate, Kinder mixed chocolate treats, and because they were manufactured in a place where salmonella was detected. This follows a similar recall in Europe announced earlier this week where over 130 kids got sick. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A court appearance for one of two men charged in Washington with posing as agents for the Department of Homeland Security.
A federal judge in Washington orders Arian Taherzadeh held pending a detention hearing. The 40-year-old and another man, 36-year-old Haider Ali, are accused of impersonating a federal agent and attempting to infiltrate federal law enforcement and national defense agencies. That the pair gave free apartments and other gifts to U.S. Secret Service agents who are now also on paid leave. Prosecutors say Haider has some connection with Pakistani intelligence, with both Pakistani and Iranian visas. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ali is also being held pending a detention hearing tomorrow. Israeli medics say at least two people were killed and several were wounded in a shooting in central Tel Aviv. The attack last night occurred in a busy area with many bars and restaurants packed with people. The motive for the shooting was not immediately clear, but it came after heightened tensions following a series of deadly attacks carried out by Palestinians. Walmart is paying more and appealing to its other staff to meet the demand for truck drivers.
Walmart is offering truck drivers as much as $110,000 in starting pay. The retail giant aims to add hundreds of drivers through its truck driver training program before the end of the year. The Wall Street Journal says Walmart is now retraining workers from other departments to become truck drivers. The program is a 12-week course that allows workers in other roles to become certified truck drivers and join the company. company's internal fleet. Walmart has been paying truck drivers an average starting salary of $87,000. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs remained at historically low levels. Jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 166,000 for the week ending April 2nd. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.